great opportunity to do some more networking in the evening if you aren't somebody who likes to do it in the morning. The Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative Champion Meeting is taking place on the 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 10. It's at the Hunterdon County YMCA, 144 West Woodchurch Road in Flemington. Our most important asset and employers is that individuals who work each day at our organizations and contribute to making our businesses great, their talent, skills, and yes, their health is critical to our success. Studies have shown that healthy employees tend to be more productive and more successful individuals who in turn impact the success of your organization. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce launched the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative this past January as a way to maintain and improve the health of our workforce in Hunterdon County so that we will remain economically competitive, prosperous, and grow. This initiative has a workforce challenge component that will create some fun and excitement among businesses and organizations throughout Hunterdon County. We hope this friendly, competitive competition will motivate employers and employees to participate. No matter how small or large your organization, you can provide opportunities for your employees to engage in healthy initiatives that lead to healthy habits. On Friday the 7th, they'll be meeting with a new and existing champions of the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. The champions are individuals that represent the businesses that are a part of the program. During this program, we will be reviewing everyone's progress, plus we will have a couple of speakers that are going to further inspire everyone to keep and living healthy lifestyle. We do hope that you can join us. So that's great. I highly recommend that for you and your business. If you can get your business, your employers to be exercising regularly and somehow include it even in the workday, you'll pay dividends, no doubt. There's some classes you can take. The QuickBooks Model Office in Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is happening on the 11th from 6 p.m. to 9. It's at 11 Lamington Road in Branchburg, which is at SBCE. Attendees will create a model office company, post a large number of accounts payable and accounts receivable transactions, and reconcile their entries to the company's profit and loss report. Prerequisite must have received the accounting and QuickBooks certificate. Seating is limited. To register, send us an email to sbdc@raritanval.edu and provide us with your name, address, telephone number, and desired class, or call the SBDC at 908-526-1200, extension 5516. It's 6 hours. Course fee is free. The CRN is 5005. It's Tuesday, Thursday, October 11th and 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's at the RVCC main campus and the conference center. Building and Finance Your Business is taking place on the 12th from noon to 3. It's at the Hunterdon County Administrative Building, Hunterdon County Campus, 314 State Route 12, Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number there is 908-526-1200, extension 8516. Building and Finance Your Business, SBCE, or your entrepreneur who needs to learn about financing your small business. Meet the people who can assist you. First part of your seminar explains the process of how a business owner can obtain financing via different methods and various lenders, and what resources are available to small businesses. In the second part of the seminar, attendees can meet lenders and discuss issues one-on-one. It's 3 hours. The course fee is free, and the course number is 50065, Wednesday the 12th, from noon to 3. All right, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. My thank you to Michelle Heidi for her contribution to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, I'm going to go back to that those drug stops, folks. You need to understand that they're more prevalent than ever. And if you are completely trusting of your family, that's great. But you might be surprised. Just understand that those drug dealers are coming into our towns for a reason. And despite the fact that you may think that your family is not affected, they are. So look out. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunter and on HuntChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As of now, there are no evacuation orders in place, but that could change quickly.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, who along with the National Hurricane Center is strongly advising people in Florida, as well as up through the Carolinas and northward along the eastern coast, to keep a close eye on Hurricane Matthew.
If an evacuation order is activated for your area, leave immediately.
The center of the storm currently between Haiti and Cuba with maximum sustained winds of 145 miles an hour, but the storm's track has turned, and there's a chance it will come very close to the eastern seaboard by late Thursday or Friday.
I only know of Trump and Hillary.
Well, I know with Trump is Pence, the other one, I forget the last name.
Those folks in northern New Jersey, as Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine will square off in a 90-minute vice presidential debate tonight. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hillary Clinton coming away from that first presidential debate with a lead in a couple of national polls. With a look at one of them, here's Tom Roberts.
The latest CNN ORC survey puts the Democratic candidate 5 points ahead of rival Donald Trump. Clinton has 47% compared with Trump's 42%. A similar poll taken early last month showed Trump with a 2-point lead over Clinton.
And in a new CBS News poll, the Democratic nominee has a 4-point lead over Trump, 45-41%. In that survey, the two were tied a month ago. The elevated risk of a major earthquake in Southern California is said to be dipping back down now. As U.S. Geological Survey officials had said, the risk of a major quake between last Friday and tomorrow along the San Andreas Fault had increased after a large swarm of small quakes hit last week along the fault. But now Southern California Quake Center officials say the risk of a major quake along that fault's been declining every day since last Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Facebook apologizing after posts for drugs, animals, guns, sex, and more showed up on the social network's new marketplace. Facebook's product management director issuing the apology last night, saying a technical issue kept the company from being able to identify posts that violate its commerce policy and community standards. Marketplace launched just yesterday morning as sort of a mobile yard sale on Facebook.
Totally unnecessary and uncalled for.
That's a Baltimore police lieutenant, as a Baltimore Ravens fan lies in very critical condition following a fight he had with two Oakland Raiders fans after the game on Sunday at the Ravens Stadium.
Two individuals had become involved in a verbal altercation with our victim. That verbal altercation became physical, and at some point the victim was pushed on the ground where he struck his head.
The victim suffered bleeding on his brain, and police say he may not survive his injuries. For now, those two Raiders fans, both New York State residents, are facing aggravated assault charges. Google expected to show off new smartphones and an array of other hardware today at an event it's been hyping for weeks. Rumors and leaks seem to indicate smartphones from HTC will be headlining the event. They're said to come with large displays, fast processors, improved cameras, and sleek designs. Other possibilities at the show today in San Francisco: virtual reality headsets and other smart home devices. The event starts at noon Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning, this is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It's Tuesday, October 4th, 11:12 a.m. It's currently 63 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey. And the weather for this week, tonight mostly cloudy, with a low around 49, northeast winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70, northeast wind around 6 miles per hour. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, mostly clear with a low around 48, light and variable wind. Thursday, some sun with a high near 73 and some calm wind. And Thursday night, a low around 50. Friday afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 74, and Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Saturday and Sunday, looks like we'll have a chance of showers, partly sunny with the highs near 69, 70, and chance of precipitation is 40%. We'll be right back with Joe Patton and Some Things About Money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're off. Welcome to listening. You're listening. Yes, we're all listening to Some Things About Money, especially here in the state of New Jersey, because we've had a very important week. We're all getting a new tax. Yay! I know Tony was just so happy about it. We were talking about it coming into the radio station, driving in this morning. And, you know, we're trying to make sense of the whole thing. I know that the Transportation Trust Fund is having some major issues with funding, but Now that we're going to quickly replenish it with the 23 cents a gallon tax, one has to ask a very simple question. In the history of the world, well, the economic world anyway, the one thing that has been very true is the old expression that if you want to get less of something, just tax it. Well, how could that be? It's gasoline. We all use gasoline. We drive our cars. We love our cars. Our entire lives revolve around our cars. Well, I'm talking in terms of other tax in general, sales tax, maybe real estate tax. And, you know, it's the thought for those of you who are listening who, let's say, live in Warren County and go to the ShopRite in Greenwich. You probably noticed that since the ShopRite in Bethlehem opened, there was a significant number of open spaces that you can pull your beloved car into. And it's called competition. So a lot of the Pennsylvania people who used to drive across the border to go to New Jersey to shop, well, you know, it was more convenient because we have one in Bethlehem now. Myself, most of you who know me realize that I live in Hunterdon County. It's where our business is. It's where we shop wherever we can. During the week, I buy gas in Hunterdon County. On the weekend, well, not so much. Because, you see, as much as I live in Hunterdon County, I sleep in Pennsylvania. So I'm one of those evil people, residents of Pennsylvania, who come into New Jersey to exploit the state's low gasoline prices and low income tax rates because of that reciprocal tax that's going away as well. But where in the conversation has any concern been expressed to the small businesses who are the border businesses, whether it's the border with New York State or the border with the state of Pennsylvania? Because with someone like myself, every morning I have a routine on Saturday, and I get up and I get in my beloved vehicle, and I drive across the river into New Jersey, and I stop at Starbucks for coffee, maybe Panera Bread for a snack. I go over to ShopRite, where I buy all of my groceries, and then maybe I'll, before or after, stop over at Walmart off of 22 or one of the other stores when I have other shopping to do, because after all, I'm already there. Why am I there? Because I went there because of the less expensive price of gasoline. So it occurs to me that so many of those small businesses that rely upon Pennsylvania or New York residents for their livelihood are now going to come under an extreme amount of pressure. And I understand the governor at our town hall meeting last week said that there's always going to be winners and losers whenever you're dealing with these issues. But there are going to be a whole bunch of small business losers. And as we've talked about many times, small business that provides most of the jobs here in this country. So what is the law of unintended consequences say about that? Well, we're going to put more pressure on small business owners and some larger ones. And because we're not having as many people gas up in New Jersey, we're actually going to see a reduction in tax revenue as the result of less gallons being pumped at the stations that will be impacted by fewer Pennsylvania people coming over, or fewer New York people. So I would love to see the studies that show the offset in things like sales tax or loss of employment. Those minor details that the average resident of New Jersey who actually owns the businesses here will have to deal with. But I haven't heard or seen any of the data, and I would like to. I think it would be a good idea. As far as the reciprocal tax arrangement going away, well, you know, I guess in a way I do agree with the governor that there's always going to be winners and losers. And, you know, again, those of you who know us know that, you know, people employed in the practice are from Hunterdon County, and we're members of the chamber, and I'm on the board of the Chamber Foundation and active in the Rotary here in Hunterdon, the Horizon Rotary Group, which is the internet group, and make, I guess, a number of contributions to different nonprofit organizations and provide other levels of support here in the county. And with all of that, simply because I rest my head on a pillow in Pennsylvania, I'm going to, I guess, be deemed persona non grata by the governor. Well, if you're a Democrat, I would like to hear you apply the fairness conversation to me, because it hardly seems fair. But you know what? I'm okay with that. It's really the gasoline issue that I have a problem with, because even though the loss of the lower tax rate to certain New Jersey residents, especially in southern New Jersey, where there aren't a lot of jobs, and a lot of these people are forced to go across into the Philadelphia area and suburbs for employment, they're not going to be, well, it won't be taken kindly by those people, and it's going to create a problem, not to mention anywhere else in the state where that's the situation. And we've already lost a lot of people to Pennsylvania. Do we really need to, you know, lose more employers who may go across the border where their businesses will not be affected and, you know, maybe create a job loss situation for New Jersey residents? And, you know, for Pennsylvania residents, I guess they'll get a big thank you and welcome. But so the, between the gas tax and the loss of the reciprocal tax arrangement, I don't know that that's a net win for the state, but it's certainly going to be a loss for a lot of residents here in the state of New Jersey. So, with that said, let's take a look at what's going on in the market, since this is Some Things About Money, and we want to talk about more than just those two taxes. And I'll come back to the gasoline tax in a minute. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 18,200. That's down 53 points. The S&P 500 is at 2154, down 6.64. And the NASDAQ is at 5298, down about 2 points as we speak. Over in Europe, the FTSE is up 102, or 1.47%. The DAX in Germany is up 95 points, or 0.9%. And the CAC over in France is at 4503. That's up almost 50 points, or 1.12%. Looking at oil, oil is currently at 48.89 a barrel. That's up 8 cents a barrel. Gold is down $27.40. Ooh. Lowest level since the Brexit vote, breaking below the $1,300 an ounce level. So down 2.09 to 1285.30. And the 10-year Treasury yield is higher. It's up to 1.639%. So that's currently what is going on in the markets. I think what we'll do now is take our first break of the show, Tony. And when we come back, yeah, maybe we'll talk a tad about the expo that's coming up and a little bit more about the new taxes. You are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi & Associates, located in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. With me working the board is Tony Clark. Again, Tony, good morning. I hope everything is fine. She's looking over her glasses at me. You know how women do that. They just want to do that to intimidate you and make you insecure. It is as if I am not intimidated and made insecure enough, especially with this election. But back to the gasoline tax. We are getting some breaks. A minuscule reduction in sales tax will be coming down the road. Also, there's going to be a phase out to elimination of, I guess, our estate tax here in New Jersey, which is one of the reasons why we're losing so many wealthy residents to other states. And I don't care what certain party elites will tell you, oh, no, that's not true. We're getting as many people coming in as we're losing. Well, that's true, but that isn't the point now, is it? The people that we're losing are walking away with significantly more assets than the ones who are coming in are bringing. That is, well, let's just say a formula for bad things to happen as far as our tax coffers here in the state of New Jersey. But I like it for Hunterdon County residents because, you know, if you own a farm or a business or have an insurance policy that unfortunately your family gets to collect on, you very quickly get up over the $279,000 figure, and it becomes rather onerous for those residents and families. And I always looked at it this way. Isn't this your family's money? Why should the government reach into the coffin and take it away from you? I don't think that's the right thing to do. But then again, that's my philosophy versus the liberal progressive philosophy, is that you didn't earn it, so we have every right to steal it from you and use it for programs that you don't get to participate in, because after all, you had more money than we did, which is why we took it in the first place. But anyway, that seems to be the argument there. The other thing that really bothers me, though, and we've talked about this on the show before, is the fact that you've got that $2 million figure out there. And that isn't necessarily the figure that a lot of people were hoping it would be limited to. It's the figure that is the number that is being thrown out there as far as the cost per mile for road construction or improvement. And there's been a lot of attempts to debunk that by saying, well, gee, you know, in New Jersey you have 2- and 3-lane highways as part of that, so it's really not fair to compare us to the rest of the country. Well, I'm only comparing us to Massachusetts. Now, Massachusetts has the same type of highway system that we do. Unfortunately, their weather's a little bit colder and a little bit more difficult to do work in than us. They are north of us, if you can remember that. And they get a little more snow and ice on average than we do per year. However, where it's costing about $2 million in New Jersey, it's costing about $660,000 in the state of Massachusetts. And, oh, by the way, Massachusetts is number two, second most expensive. We're the most expensive. Now, what is the difference? Is it that Massachusetts and other states don't want their workers to be safe? Is it that, you know, they're somehow using substandard material or equipment that isn't quite as effective as ours? Or, you know, it's just that in New Jersey that God has decided that we're going to get the worst weather in the world and we're not able to, you know, have as many work days available, so we're forced to, I guess, spend a lot of money on overtime. No, none of that. It's just that, well, let me ask you a question. Whenever you've gone by a work site, have you ever noticed the number of people waving flags at you as compared to the number of people actually working? Do you think, you know, I'm kind of like getting to a point here, but maybe I shouldn't, because I'm just going to upset some of my family members. Because after all, these are, you know, negotiated agreements, and we didn't exert any pressure on you to actually agree to this, whether it's through campaign contributions or otherwise. And after all, we really want to do what's in the best interest of the citizens of the state, don't we? Or maybe ourselves. But it just occurs to me that rather than raising taxes in a state that's already acknowledged as the most taxed state in the nation, maybe we ought to pay a little bit more attention at looking at reducing the costs so we don't have to keep putting these taxes on low-income, middle-income New Jersey residents like gasoline, and they do use a lot of gasoline, folks. This is not about the rich versus the poor. This is about the people who are going to be hit the hardest. So could we do something for them, like maybe reduce the cost of this work so they don't have to bear the brunt of more taxes or property taxes? And, of course, we were talking to the governor at the town hall in Annandale last week, and he was talking about, you know, the whole new fair funding program for schools in New Jersey that he's promoting. And he was using Asbury Park as an example versus North Hunterdon, and looking at North Hunterdon's graduation rate, which is up, I guess, over 97% versus 66% in Asbury Park. Yet they get, what, about $20,000 per student more than North Hunterdon? Now, they spend, yeah. So it occurred to me that, and it also occurred to the governor, and this isn't something that he had to make us aware of, we were already aware of it, that maybe it's not about throwing more money, more money, more money at the schools, because after all, for the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, we've been doing that, and we're continuing to get the same results. So if it isn't throwing more money at the schools, the teachers' union, or what have you, what is it? Maybe it has something to do with what happens when the child leaves the school. Maybe they don't have the supervision at home. Maybe they're not held accountable to do their homework. Maybe that's the problem. So if that is the problem, what does throwing more money at the schools have to do with it? Nothing. So from the governor's standpoint, being fair would simply be acknowledging that every student in the state of New Jersey should have equal opportunity and be treated the same. Now, should there be programs to help out with home, food, making sure that systems are in place for support to help them with their homework and whatnot? Absolutely. But that isn't the school. That is the home. And that is maybe charitable organizations or other nonprofits that do that good work. Now, of course, if the teachers' union would allow the teachers to do more than about 4.5 hours of instruction per day and be like other professionals who, like lawyers who don't go home until the briefs are prepared for the court the next day, or, you know, doctors who finish, you know, the surgery even though they're scheduled to do another one at this time, or maybe firemen who don't leave the scene of a fire or an accident until the fire is actually put out, even though, you know, their shift is over, or a police officer who really won't leave an active crime scene simply because it's time for him to go back to the station house and hit the locker room, you know, take a shower, go home. Yeah, those are professionals. So if teachers are truly professionals, why aren't they allowed to stay and ensure that what they're responsible for, which are the students, our children here in the state of New Jersey, why aren't they allowed to do what is necessary to ensure that they're getting what they need so they can have the same opportunities as every other child in the state? I don't really have an answer to that, other than perhaps maybe the organization is more important than the kids. So if the money that's being thrown at the schools right now really not being used to allow teachers to put in the time to help kids with their homework, what would it be used for? So don't have an answer to that. But what I do have an answer for is how the markets are doing. And we can talk about that before we go into the bottom of the hour break. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 18,237, down 16. The S&P is at 2158, down 2.4. The NASDAQ is higher. It's up 4.5 points to 5305. Looking over in Europe, European stocks are still hit higher. Pound, however, you know, hits a 31-year low, again, on the Brexit situation. The FTSE is up 104 points. The DAX up 91, the CAC is up 44, oil is up now, up about a dime a barrel to $48.91, and gold prices are still down $27.50 to $12.85.20. Looking at the 10-year Treasury, still in the green as far as the yield, up to 1.636%. So you are listening to Some Things About Money. We will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Clinton and Trump campaign managers talk about what they expect at tonight's vice presidential debate.
Basically talk about the issues.
Doing the job of the vice presidential nominee, which is to hold to account the other party's nominee.
That's Robbie Mook from the Clinton side and Kellyanne Conway of the Trump campaign, both speaking on CBS's This Morning. Correspondent Scott Pringle speaking to voters in northern New Jersey and finding
there appears to not only be no interest watching this debate, but no clue as to who the vice presidential candidates are.
Well, I know with Trump, he spends the other one. I forget the last name.
You forget the last name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kane is his name. Kane. Tim Kane.
Yes.
You know who the vice presidential candidate
is? I don't know.
For the record, Mike Pence is the Republican VP nominee, Tim Kaine the Democrat. Matthew, the name of the big storm currently pounding Haiti that could slam into Florida later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Good morning, this is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. We'll do a quick weather break, and then we'll get back to Joe Patton. It is 11:36 a.m., again, Tuesday, October 4th, and currently 63 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey. The weather tonight is mostly cloudy with a high near 49, northeast wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 70, northeast wind around 6 miles per hour. And Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low around 48. Thursday, sunny with a high near 73. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Friday, some more sun with a high near 74. And partly cloudy in the evening with a low around 54. Saturday and Sunday, we have a chance of showers coming in. Partly sunny with a high near 70. And chance of precipitation is about 40%. We'll come back with Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton.
We are back. Tony, accusation, innuendo, all of those wonderful things that we hear in these campaign ads. Yeah, I just received a forwarded video from, I guess it was Elizabeth Warren, condemning Donald Trump, acting as if he actually did something wrong or illegal. You may have seen that. And it was on Facebook, and I'm watching this video, waiting to hear something that I was not aware of. I wanted to hear that Donald Trump violated the tax code. I wanted to hear that he lied, he stole, he cheated. He did all of those horrible things that she was going to accuse him of. Well, she was actually doing it through accusation and, again, innuendo and implying that and all these things. But after listening to the tax experts, and I already knew the answer to this, but he didn't do anything illegal. He followed the rules, unlike her candidate that had a problem following the rules as it related to national security correspondence. And he's being demonized, of course. In fact, I listened to Hillary Clinton this morning talking about how he lost almost $1 billion in 1 year. Well, no, he didn't. If Hillary Clinton knew anything about taxes, maybe she does, but she doesn't want to admit it, because after all, she took how much of an offset for her contribution to her own foundation that funds a lot of the expenses that take care of her lifestyle? Be that as it may, we're talking about Donald. And what he did, or what his tax advisors had him do, you know, the CPAs who are probably next in the barrel to be demonized by Elizabeth Warren for being the enablers of the rich, he just was able to accumulate losses from previous years and at the opportune time, according to the tax code, decided to take them. Now, of course, since then, you know, he's rebuilt his empire to where it is today, and he gets no credit for that because he obviously did that on the backs of the little people, kind of like politicians who build a political career on the backs of the little people. But, you know, when you're in business, that's not acceptable, but in politics, I guess it is. Totally disingenuous. And so my friend decides he's going to forward this to me. And of course, he's very proud to do this because he's now a Clinton supporter. So my response to him was rather simple that, well, please don't put me in a position where I have to do something that appears as supporting Donald Trump, because I'm not a Trump supporter. But when you think about Trump and his businesses and the tens of thousands of people he employs, he does pay state taxes. He pays a lot of real estate tax. He hires people who pay their own income tax. And all of this tax revenue goes to businesses. Not all businesses are stiffed by the Donald. It goes to the places where these people live in additional property tax. And it goes to the state's sales tax coffers when they go out and buy a car or appliances or anything else. So there's a lot of money that's being placed into different tax positions that have a lot of velocity to it. So it's being used over and over again, creating more and more taxes that benefit states all around the country. Well, nothing of that nature was discussed. It's just he took a loss in, I guess, 1997, which, by the way, was a very bad year. Right before then for the real estate industry and right before the great technology bubble burst. And I don't really see anybody in the Democratic Party going after all of the tech titans who pretty much did the same thing. I don't see any of them going after Warren Buffett, who at one time or another also took tax losses. But they're not running for president, so I guess it's okay for their supporters to do it, but you know, and the Donald also does something that's perfectly legal and smart business, really. He gets demonized. And, you know, so I just wanted to make sure people understood that it wasn't all accumulated and used in one year. That is a lie perpetrated by the opposition. And, you know, do I like Donald Trump as an individual? No, I think he's incredibly distasteful. I don't like the way he speaks. I don't necessarily like some of his business techniques as related to small contractors. But in many cases, those small contractors didn't do good work, at least up to Donald's standards, and that's why they didn't get paid. As far as the bankruptcies, well, yeah, he had bankruptcies. But what was the number? 97% of his business interests are successful? That's a pretty good percentage. I guess if you had a 970 batting average in baseball, you'd make the Hall of Fame. But because he's employing people who lost their jobs when those other companies didn't succeed, he's a bad man. Well, I'll take that percentage when you compare it to the number of jobs that have been created by Hillary Clinton and her family. Not a lot, right? I mean, how many businesses has she been involved in? Yeah, I'm not talking Whitewater or things like that. We don't want to bring that up, but not a lot. So good, better, and different. There's only one candidate with business experience here. And as far as the women thing, I don't know. People in my office, besides myself, are all women, and they don't like the way he speaks, but I don't think any of them have ever mentioned the fact that they believe he's against women, certainly not against his daughter, who runs a business, and against his ex-wife, who ran the hotel, and all of the women he employs, the majority of his employees are women, and many in senior executive positions, probably on a percentage basis more than most corporations in America. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about his comments about Rosie O'Donnell or, you know, three or four other specific cases, and we're going to assume that because he says nasty things isn't, he's not politically correct in his criticism of people, that he hates all women. Really, how do you, that's kind of a stretch, but that's how they want you to believe. But I don't believe that, and most of the women I know don't believe that, because they've had other experiences, and they actually know a little bit better. So But before we go into our last break, let's talk a little bit about asset allocation. You know, Ameriprise, every week we have the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee's recommendations. And I guess this week really isn't very much different. Let's talk a little bit about what they want us to do internationally. Right now, the United States is in an overweight position, as well as the United States. Everywhere else, we really have dropped our recommendations for percentage allocation in a well-balanced portfolio. I mean, currently we're looking at equal weights for Europe, even with Brexit coming, as well as the Asia-Pacific region, excluding Japan. Because currently we are a little bit underweight Japan, as well as the Middle East, Latin America, and Canada. I guess it has something to do with the difficulty that they're having with that trade deal with the European Union. Taking a look at, you know, some of the sectors that we like, we're currently overweight in information technology is doing very well. In fact, we expect that to continue. And everywhere else, we're either equal or underweight. We're currently equal weight in consumer discretionary. We are equal weight in telecom, as well as real estate and financials. We are underweight consumer staples at this point, but not by much. We are underweight industrials and underweight materials. So remember, a diversified portfolio is not something that you build with the idea of outperforming the S&P 500. That generally does not happen. I don't remember in my 34 years for an entire year of that happening. But when you're looking at safety, and with equity prices bumping up against all-time highs, you have to be concerned about how long this is going to continue before we get that long-awaited correction. And that could be, you know, the election. It could be the Fed raising interest rates in December. It could be any number of events that could cause the inevitable correction. And when that does happen, diversification is a mechanism that is designed to temper the risk that you may be carrying by an unbalanced portfolio that has too much of an overweight in one or two things. So having a lot of small eggs and a lot of small baskets usually creates a bit more safety than having one egg in one basket. I think we can all agree that that makes sense. So that's why you want to be diversified, not so you can outperform. You're not going to get alpha through diversification, but you are going to get more safety. Not a guarantee. It's not going to give you 100% guarantee of no loss, but traditionally, historically, it will reduce the level of loss during a correction that an unbalanced portfolio will give you. And you also want to look at cash as something that isn't evil. You know, right now, of course, we're not earning anything in cash. And whatever you are earning is subject to tax and inflation. But at the same time, I think you have to start looking at the game as being one where we're trying not to lose money. So having a little bit more cash than you're normally used to is not a bad thing. Having a little bit shorter duration or higher quality in your fixed income portions of your portfolio is not a bad thing. But, you know, if you're going to chase yield, you're going to be assuming greater risk. If you're going to be overweight in the equities, especially if that position is correlated too much to the S&P 500, you're going to be assuming greater risk. And right now may not be the time where you want to have a very risky portfolio. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the markets, and you know, maybe talk a little bit about why Hillary isn't necessarily the most honest candidate out there. You're listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, pneumostatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for pneumisticists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert pneumostatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk some more rules. And I know you just love rules, don't we? All love rules, especially as it relates to your money. So let's talk about a new one that really isn't a bad thing, the new IRA rollover rules, and how people like myself, financial advisors, can help their clients take advantage, which is you. You know, it's something that you don't hear very often, and that is thank you, IRS. Yes, thanks to the IRS, financial advisors can immediately help their clients avoid harsh penalties and taxes on late 60-day rollovers from company plans and IRAs. And everybody and their uncle, I know, you know, one major mutual fund firm is really aggressive going after employees of Chubb and some other companies, trying to get them to immediately roll the money over to them. Otherwise, all these bad things are going to happen. Not true, but it's a great sales technique. Beware. There are some rollover mistakes that cannot be fixed even now, even with this change. This past August, the IRS began allowing these late rollovers by providing the receiving financial institution with what is known as a self-certification. The IRS even provides a model letter clients can use, and unlike the time-consuming and expensive private letter rulings process, this one is quick and free. This is a big deal, given that before this, the private letter ruling was the only way for clients to get relief from penalties and taxes from late rollovers. This year, the private letter ruling fee for 60-day rollovers was increased to $10,000, not counting professional fees that could add thousands more to that total cost. This process was way too expensive for most, limiting it to only those with large IRAs where the cost may be worth the benefit. Now, why doesn't everyone avoid the mess by, you know, just doing a direct rollover? Well, they should, but, you know, a lot of people perhaps are impatient, and it's quicker to get a check instead of waiting for the direct transfer. And also, some clients just don't know about the direct transfer option and do 60-day rollovers without even consulting an advisor, or they take a check upon the recommendation of employees at the bank or a financial institution that they're talking to. So advisors should be communicating more proactively with clients to avoid 60-day rollovers. Now, the 60-day rollover rule, the general rule that when a client takes a distribution from an IRA or other tax-deferred retirement accounts, it must be contributed back within 60 days of receipt of the funds. If not, it is considered a pre-tax distribution subject to a potential 10% early distribution penalty, and the funds are no longer part of a retirement account. Even a late Roth IRA rollover is affected. While the distribution may not be taxable, the tax-free Roth shelter can be lost. This differs from a direct trustee-to-trustee transfer, which is still the recommended way to transfer retirement funds whenever possible. This new IRS relief rule is only for late 60-day rollovers where a distribution is paid personally to the account owner or a plan participant. Advisors need to make clear to clients that the new self-certification is not a waiver of the 60-day rule. It allows the late rollover, but the IRS can disallow it in an audit if they determine the client did not qualify under any of the 11 reasons that we will spell out in this ruling. In addition, during an IRS examination, an agent can grant a late 60-day rollover waiver. If the IRS previously denied a waiver of the 60-day rollover rule, the client does not qualify for self-certification relief. Now, like I mentioned, there are 11 acceptable reasons the IRS provides for missing the 60-day deadline. Could have been an error committed by the financial institution receiving the contribution or making the distribution to which the contribution relates, or the distribution having been made in the form of a check was misplaced or never cashed, or the distribution was deposited into and remained in an account that the taxpayer mistakenly thought was a retirement plan. Four, the taxpayer's principal residence was severely damaged. A member of the taxpayer's family died. The taxpayer or a member of the taxpayer's family was seriously ill. The taxpayer was incarcerated. Well, restrictions could have been imposed by a foreign country, or a postal error may have occurred. 10, the distribution was made on an account of a levy, and the proceeds of the levy have been returned to the taxpayer. 11, the party making the distribution to which the rollover relates delayed providing information that the receiving plan or IRA required to complete the rollover, despite the taxpayer's reasonable efforts to obtain the information. And then we have a last one. The late rollover contribution must be made as soon as practicable. After the reason or reasons for the late rollover no longer prevent the client from making the rollover contribution. So they're being nicer to us. Now, the IRS will also be updating their Form 5498 IRA contribution information to show that a late rollover was accepted. This may be an invitation to audit, so you should be aware of that and protect yourself from that potential situation. So there's a lot of other stuff in the ruling. I suggest everyone go back and take a look at, go on the IRS website if you think you are in that kind of situation, so you could avoid having to pay a 10% penalty on the amount that, you shouldn't have taken. So hopefully that keeps you out of bad financial straits. Want to recommend that everybody watch the vice presidential debate tonight. You may not realize it, but Donald Trump, if elected, would be the oldest president in our country's history. Hillary would be the second oldest. So with all of the questions about Hillary's health, whether real or not, you do want to make sure that you have someone waiting in the wings who is competent and qualified to lead this country. So who is the second in command could then become as important as who you elected to be president of the United States. So at 9 o'clock tonight, if you're not watching, please don't watch the Kardashians or some frivolous, irrelevant thing. I know, there's probably sports on or something else that you might be interested in, but for once in your life, pay attention to what's going on in the country. So if something bad does happen, you happen to have an idea of what's going on and can react appropriately. And if you have children, your kids aren't being taught a lot of civic lessons in school these days. So wouldn't it be nice if you had an opportunity to put them in front of a television set where they could actually watch something that made a difference? And they can learn something about how this country works, as dysfunctional as it may be from time to time. It's the system that we have, and they should probably be made aware of it. So with all of that said, I want to thank you for tuning in to Some Things About Money today. A little bit cloudy out there, but it's still a good day to shop. And for those of you who have shopping to do, as always, we encourage you to do that shopping with the small businesses in Hunterdon County, some of which may be negatively impacted by the new taxes that are being imposed on gasoline and with the income tax problem itself. Because, again, a lot of those Pennsylvania people may not come across the border and do business with them, so you need to. So remember, go out there, buy Hunterdon, buy often. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Clinton and Trump campaign managers talk.